250,000 strong human tide sweeps London against visitor bigoted billionaire Donald Trump. Claire Lacker Mansfield, Socialist Party youth organizer. A human tide swept central London on the 13th of July in an historic mobilization against the racist, sexist billionaire president of the US, Donald Trump, who was visiting the UK. It is estimated that more than 250,000 people took to the streets, an enormous figure, especially considering that this took place on a normal working weekday. Homemade banners, huge Trump marionettes, whistles, vuvuzelas, drums and megaphones, as well as the incredibly large turnout, all made for one of the most lively and energetic demonstrations in years, in spite of the march's snail's pace due to overpacked streets. The day started with a protest led by socialist students and young socialists. Students at a number of London schools responded to the call we had put out to walk out of classes and join protests against Trump. Similar school student actions also took place around the country, reports to follow. Gathering in Trafalgar Square at 10 a.m, school students who had taken the brave step of striking, in spite of intimidation that included police intervention, marched down Whitehall, around the giant Trump baby balloon, and up to Portland Place, to join the main demonstration. Chants led by the students including "Trump, May, hear us say, how many kids have you caged today," and "Trump out, Tories out" were taken up by other demonstrators as well as passers-by. As well as being a protest against Trump, for the vast majority of those taking part, this was also a mobilization against this May and her ailing Tory government. It is an indication of the depth of the crisis faced by the Conservatives that Trump's visit, along with the mass protests it has provoked, has opened up a fresh nightmare for May. Trump's attacks on the Prime Minister over Brexit, which came at a time when her party's civil war has been brought out into the open, have served to heighten the crisis she faces. The massive mobilization which took place on the 13th of July gives a glimpse of the potential that exists to build a mass movement to kick out the Tories. Among those taking part in the protest, there was a strong understanding that it was necessary to protest not just Trump, but Trumpism. That means challenging divide-and-rule politics on behalf of the super-aged 1%, wherever it is found, including in Britain. It is essential that this mass protest is not a one-off. The leadership of the trade unions have a responsibility to act now to mobilize working-class people to see off this Tory government once and for all. This demonstration, with all its determination and energy, can act as an important launchpad for building such a movement. Along with the Socialist Party, socialist students and young socialists will continue to organize over the summer, building the fight against racism and sexism, for a £10 an hour minimum wage, for free education, and for the socialist alternative to capitalist society for the billionaires. Join us and get involved. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 16th of July 2018, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.